Once again, it's time for another Rural Intelligence Report. Here's Mark Williams.
Marshall, it's lovely to be back. Thank you very much. And September the 9th, the week starting September the 9th, is going to be heckishly busy. We have got so much going on. Let's kick off this week in Stockbridge on Wednesday, September the 12th. And Numcake is holding its Garden Spirits Mixology class. There are a whole series of wonderful events going on at Numcake, and this is just one of them that I spotted. It's an opportunity to learn how to make garden-inspired cocktails using botanicals and spirits from the Berkshires and beyond as well. They brought in the local bartender, Billy Paul. He's going to be explaining the history, the geography, and the terroir of the herbs and the flowers and the flavors that he's going to be using. If you attend, you can practice various techniques to incorporate these herbs and flowers into your summer cocktails. And so it's a lovely excuse to go and visit Numcake, which is just looking glorious at the moment. I was there the other day. The gardens are spectacular. The house is also, but the gardens are really spectacular at this time of year. That's on Wednesday, September the 12th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Later in the day, if you get a chance, in Lennox, just up the road, the Mount is holding a lovely event as well. It's called the Catter Annual Poetry Reading at the Mount, and it features community access to the arts, or Catter as it's known, because they have arranged this annual poetry reading at the Mount for the last few years. It's a really joyous and vibrant celebration of writers with disabilities. So if you go, you get to hear a selection of really heartfelt, often hilarious, often sometimes poignant works from the Catter writers and from their workshops. It's all done in a dynamic reading by, they have bring in local luminaries as well as Catter writers themselves. And Catter is a lovely organization that really we need to support more. So if you get a chance, do ask. They're asking people RSVP because it's going to be a busy time and there's going to be a lot of people there. But RSVP, if possible, and get you can get to their website via ruralintelligence.com. It starts at the Mount at 5:30 on Wednesday, September the 12th, and runs till about 7:30 or so in the evening. Then moving to Thursday, September the 13th, what also should be a fun event. It's in Stockbridge at the IS 183 Art School. It is all about, it's all because Bill Wright, who is a local photographer, has concluded his summer-long artistic residency at the Red Lion Inn. Bill is going to be there and talking about his work that he created during this program, which is a big partnership between IS 183 and the Red Lion. He's also, I suspect, going to be talking about some of the other projects that he's been involved in. And he really is a fantastic photographer and great fun to see. A real character, really makes, you know, living in this region great fun. I can personally vouch for the fact that he is an amazing photographer. So that definitely is the case. This talk starts at 6 o'clock. In Stockbridge on Thursday, September the 13th at IS 183, the art school there. So check that one out. Also on Thursday, September the 13th in Great Barrington, what promises to be a great event as well. It's at Simon's Rock, and they are presenting the Bread and Puppet Theatre, who will be performing, an event called the Grasshopper Rebellion Circus. Now, the Bread and Puppet Theatre Company is internationally known. It's known for sort of this unbelievably visually rich street theatre type of brand of performance art, I guess is the way you describe it. They feature these huge puppets, which are, well, they're enormous, made of papier-mâché and cardboard. And they just look absolutely amazing. The show is family-friendly. But Bread and Puppet do incorporate all sorts of political comment and engagement and protest and everything in everything they do anyway. So I'm sure that will be included in this Thursday's events as well. Attendance is free, so go and enjoy it at Simon's Rock. And the lovely thing is, by the way, after the show, they have a big traditional bread and aioli serving, so you get to chow down as well after the show. It all starts at 5:30 at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington on Thursday, September the 13th. So do go and enjoy that as well. So now we're moving to two big music festivals that start on Friday the 14th, and both of them run through September the 16th, so that's the Sunday. The first one is in Hudson at Basilica Hudson. It's the Basilica Soundscape 2018. It's a curated weekend of music and literature. It's been called the anti-festival in some respects. It offers a sort of amazing mix of music and visual art and literature. This week's festival includes Haxan Cloak, ex Nick Zimmer, Miho Hattori, Wax Idols, Flukti, all sorts of other people as well. You really need to check it out before you go to find out what you want to see and when you want to see them, when they're playing. It is pretty avant-garde, I will tell people, so it will be an interesting event in that respect. But also starting on Friday, September the 14th and running through the 16th is something that is becoming a major, major music festival up in North Adams at Mass Mocha, because they will be celebrating their Fresh Grass Music Festival that weekend as well. It is an amazing lineup. This year, they're going to have over 50 bands playing. They includes the Indigo Girls, Flogging Molly, Trampled by Turtles, Rhiannon and Giddens, Ricky Skaggs, all sorts of workshops and contests and more. It's a family-friendly festival. It's held on four different stages. It also goes into the Mass Mocha galleries. It's in their courtyards as well. It's on their grassy field they have there, if you've been. So there's an enormous different number of locations for this. It starts early in the morning in the courtyard, in the museum courtyards, and then it moves on to that spacious, grassy, urban concert meadow, which is perfect for concerts. And then, by the way, it goes on well past my bedtime with these amazing late-night barn dances in the Hunter Center on both Friday and Saturday nights. This year's lineup has got a whole series of fantastic guitar soloists and banjo gurus, both traditionalists and some really avant-garde people. There'll be a mix of artists. And the lovely thing is, by the way, they have the Fresh Grass Award, which celebrates all new talent with big cash prizes. Prizes total about $25,000. And the grand prize winners receive not just cash, but they also receive a performance spot at next year's festival and recording sessions at Compass Records, all sorts of things like that. So it is really becoming a major, major music festival in our region. A lot of people will be going, so do plan, get to their website via Rural Intelligence, or you can, of course, go directly to Mass Mocha's website and you'll get all the details. Also, on Saturday, September the 15th in Stockbridge, just up the street from the Berkshire Botanical Gardens, is Chesterwood. And they have a talk and visual presentation which looks absolutely fascinating and perfect for Chesterwood. It's called How New England Shaped Its Artists and Writers. And and they call it Genus Loci, How New England Shaped Its Artists and Writers. And the guest speaker is going to be Patricia Harris, and she's going to be joined by David Lyon. And they wrote this book about, it's called Historic New England, A Tour of the Region's Top 100 National Landmarks. And they focused in this book on the romanticism of New England's natural landscape and really how it came to pervade American arts and letters for centuries. So it's a lovely talk, absolutely fascinating. And of course, Chesterwood couldn't be a better location for it. Chesterwood also is looking great. The sculpture gardens in Chesterwood have become a real traditional favorite of our family. We love getting to them every summer. And so there's a chance after you, or before you, listen to the talk to wander around Chesterwood and see what they've been up to. The talk starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that really should be fascinating. So try that. Now, simultaneously, in Kent, Connecticut, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Kent Memorial Library has a, what looks like it's going to be a fascinating talk. It's called The Evolution of Television News as I Lived It. And Rick Levy is a Kent resident, and he had a 60-year career in the world of television starting in the 1950s. And he's going to be talking about television news program particularly, which is absolutely fascinating given what's happening at the moment. It's going to be talking about Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite, and then taking us through all the way through to Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and the impact that they have, slightly worryingly nowadays. But anyway, we won't go into that on the radio. The talk is free. It's in the Kent Memorial Library, so it's a great opportunity. It's open to the public, but they know that seating is going to be limited. So they do ask that if you're going to go along to this talk, which starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday the 15th, you do register in advance. So you might want to just whoop onto their website and register if you're going to go to that. That's, as I say, September the 15th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, in Salisbury, just up the road at the Scoville Memorial Library, there is a really interesting new exhibit opening up that the Historical Society has been working on. It's called Salisbury and Its People During the Great War, Over There and Over Here, which looks absolutely fascinating. So apparently there were many... it's absolutely fascinating to see the parallels between just around the First World War and what's going on today, because there were a whole series of national security issues, there were civil liberties issues, there was immigration worries, and also there was a big question mark about the role of the US in the world. The idea behind this new exhibit from the Salisbury Association Historical Society is to show how the changes that came to Salisbury and its people at that time. And at 4 o'clock on Saturday, the September the 15th, the chair of the Historical Society, Lou Bucheri, is going to be introducing the highlights of the exhibit. He's going to be talking about what's going on and illustrating it, and talking about what it would have been like in a town in Salisbury during that period of time. So absolutely fascinating. So if you get a chance, that's in Salisbury in the Scoville Memorial Library, Saturday, September the 15th. Let's move now to Sunday, September the 16th, because there are a whole series of events there that are going on, which are going to be great fun. Then the first event on Sunday, I will definitely be going to, popping into at least, is at the Great Barrington Fairgrounds in Great Barrington. They are having a Berkshire Fermentation Festival. This is, I think, the second or third one. It's a day-long celebration of the diversity of all things fermented and crafted. And fermented foods are really becoming a significant factor in our area. Of course, this is the time of year when you may well want to be doing a fermenting, as well as products come in from the gardens. They've got you'll be able to taste a whole lot of things and buy some things as well. So go along and sample. There are going to be demos and lectures as well. And there will be a lot of advice for people who are interested in doing fermenting as well. So there, you know, chance to learn how to do it for yourself as well. It's organized by Berkshire Ferments, which is a big collective of, as I say, this growing number of fermentation enthusiasts in the area. So go get inspired, And do your own fermenting as well. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Great Barrington Fairgrounds there. So you do get a chance, but it continues to go until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it should be great fun. Also on Sunday the 16th, the Old Town Hall in West Stockbridge is going to be the location for another of the Wham Theatre Presents series. This is called their Fresh Takes Play Reading Series. It's become a real fixture for the area. The play they're going to be reading from this week is called Escaped Alone. It's the latest work by a British playwright, Carol Churchill, and it's all about three old friends and a neighbor who spend a series of summer afternoons in their backyards chatting with each other and contemplating what's going on in the world. There will be a talk back following the reading. That starts at 3:30 in the afternoon at the Old Town Hall in West Stockbridge. I look forward to chatting with you again next week, Marshall, when I will just about have recovered from all this week's activities.